I'd like to play a little run or two and then play it back and see how it's going to sound. Yeah, I goofed that up. Let me get my chair around here a little bit more this way. We got plenty of, we can race it back off there, won't we? That up there seems to be in my way a little bit. It kind of bothers. Yeah, that bothers me. If it's close to me, it interferes with my concentration. See what we're gonna do. Cheap fire. That's the reason I've just had to give up music. I can't concentrate or something. I don't. See how that sounds now. I can't get wound up. Just let me just play and then he can recut it and work it to get the, you know, the best.
That's the only way
you're gonna be able to do it, because me to do you a straight job on it right now,
no.
There ain't no way on earth, because I don't average taking a fiddle out of a case once a month. See, I really don't have the practice, you know, to do it.
I found out though that
just playing it once an occasion, like I do. I'd do better than I would if I just worried myself with it all the time.
You know what? One you always seem to do good at, no matter what, and seem to really enjoy playing it, is that Leather Britches.
Yeah, that's a doggone good tune, I guarantee you. Down pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Recording now, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's. Okay, let's do that and then. Yeah. Let me loosen that a little bit. Yeah. That needed loosening a little bit. Katie Hill here too. I tell you, I really have never had a very good left hand, but I've had to make up for it in bow work. But I'm convinced if you pull the right kind of bow, it don't make no difference much what you do with the left hand. It still sounds right, don't it?
It's harder to get that right hand than it is the left hand to me.
But I've never been able to get a good left hand.
Well, you have a better
I'll tell you what, though, I'd rather have a better right hand. I'd rather have my right hand to be the best if I was going to, you know, take a choice in it. On leather breeches again. Compatible to some people is I've always tried to keep the left hand finger technique simple. Mm-hmm. In other words, I tried to play something on a level to where anybody could enjoy it, you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I've never tried to get too sophisticated with the left hand techniques because it deprives some people of enjoying music because when you get too
too strategic with it.
Yeah, too many notes.
Man, it keeps me from enjoying it because I can't understand too technical or left-hand stuff either.
You know,
you really can't syncopate if you put too much, get too much chromatic type stuff in it, you see.
One time you played me a tune that your Uncle Bruce taught you, and you said you remember part of it and everything, but if you can just remember a snatch of it, it'd be fine with me. I'd like to have whatever little bit that you remember. And that's that Money Musk.
Let's see, Money Musk. I'll have to practice. I ain't played it since you was here. I've had to make up. I've lost that. By George, there it is. First time I've done that in a long time. Will remember that. I remember him doing that over again and again to show me that lick there, and I'd forgot it till just then. Thank you.
take and cut it off. He's having to go somewhere or something.
Oh, I know. Wait a minute. Let's see. She went to...
Leave it there.
Yeah, just...
stuff on.
Jeez, I don't know. Just let it run. I already goofed up on it.
That's all right. Yeah, you want to come back to it?
No, I just messaged me. I was trying to get all that stuff in there, and I was trying to concentrate on what I was doing, and I wasn't making it. Uh-uh, don't pat your foot.
Oh, okay.
That's
hard for me to do that.
I know it, yeah, but it goosed me up to watch it, you know. Well, I'll tell you what. Sometimes wonder if it's worth it. Developments in trying to, and I'm getting them mixed up, you see, and I can't get them separated. There's where the problem is. Started out right on it. I believe I can go through with it one time with that style of bowing.
Yeah.
It's unusual. It's a most unusual type of bowing, probably in the world. If I could just do it one time. Let me try it one more time. But you say you don't like to tape over where it's been played once.
No,
they know you. They ain't no good for that. In other words, the tape ain't costing nobody nothing, no way.
No,
so we
reels,
we ain't got
reels.
Reels.
What you need? A hacksaw? Okay. But it wasn't a good start there. Like I wanted it, but that's a better one, I believe, than. That ain't like I done it way while ago, though.
No. Why don't you try Billy in the Low Ground and come back to that?
Pieces. Let's try the fishes then. Fishes. Oh shoot, I done forgot it now. Fishes horn pipe. That's the bow work that I was trying to get on rickets by George. I knew I had it worked out on something, and there it is. Ain't it? Hornpipe in D either, because it makes it sound too like it makes it and Ricky sound too much alike, you see.
Thank you.
That Leather Britches and Tom and Jerry, those are your best two tunes on there, and sounded good. Let's see if I can get Ricketts on there again like I want to now.
Why don't we, why don't we change the tape, so we'll practice while we change the tape a little bit. We'll put another tape on there. This one's nearly out.
Okay, let it just
so
go.
So you might as well just, you know, play.